Welcome to the Sunday morning services at the Airport Gardens Baptist Church. This is Sunday, December the 8th, 1985. We trust for you God's best as we worship together around the precious Word of God on this beautiful Lord's Day. May this service be a blessing to your heart and cause you to look up around this Christmas season. God bless you. We love you. This time our choir is going to sing for us the world's greatest story. Is that right? We got the wrong one in the bulletin, but this is a wonderful song too. The world's greatest story. Pray for them as they sing at this time. Appreciate the story in the Bible about how Jesus came and gave his life for us. Brother Kermit is going to come and read our scripture for us and lead us in prayer.
Before he does, I'd like to mention these prayer requests. Brother White's granddaughter, Tracy Calhoun, as far as I know, is in the hospital in Prestonsburg, and we need to pray for them today. Also, Vassie Fields, she is not with us again today, but I know her heart is here. And let's continue to be praying for Vassie. This makes 2 Sundays or so she's not been able to be with us. And I know God's grace is certainly sufficient for her. Let's be praying today for Audrey Grigsby. She is pretty low at this time. And I went to see her yesterday evening, and I could tell she was not as well as she had been the day or two before I was there. So let's be praying for Audrey and her family. And I know God's certainly able to bless them. She is a Christian, and she knows the Lord. And just pray for her family today. We're glad that Ms. Parsons is out of the hospital and with us this morning. I know God's certainly able to bless her. And also, we have Brother Sutton and his wife's name in the bulletin. I know they'd appreciate their prayers for them, too, today and this week. Let's also be praying for Mrs. Jeanette Barker as well as Ms. Maude Barker. I know God's able to bless them. And also, Ms. Abrams, one of the ladies that we take a tape to each week. Let's be praying for her. And also, Murdy Caldwell. And Brother Combs, his wife, over in the nursing home. We're glad that Lola's with us today. Thank God for his answering prayer on her behalf. Let's be praying for Jimmy Barnett today. This is a fellow that used to work for Lola and Kenneth. And he's a needs the Lord most of all in his life, and I know God's certainly able to bless him and supply his need for salvation. And Brother Kermit, you come and read our scripture for us and lead us in prayer, please.
If you would, turn in your Bible to the book of Isaiah, the 26th chapter, Isaiah 26, and while you're turning on the 21st day of December, at 5 o'clock in the evening here at the church, will be a party for the children. There will be age limits and all in the bulletin next week. But the only thing that the young person would need to bring would be a present mark for a boy or a girl and with their particular age on it. And all the rest of the stuff, it will be a pizza party. Is that right, Pam? So not this next Saturday, the Saturday after next, the 21st. If you're at Isaiah, we will read Isaiah 1 through 4. In that day shall his song be sung in the land of Judea. We have a strong city. Salvation will God appoint for walls and bulwarks. Open ye the gates that you, righteous nations, the keeper of the truth, may enter in. Thou shalt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in thee. Trust ye in the Lord forever, for in the Lord God is everlasting strength. Let us pray. Our Lord and our God, again, Father, we come to thee in prayer, thanking thee, Father, for thy goodness to us, thanking thee, Father, for seeing those of our family through safe journeys, and those, Father, of our friends through safe journeys over the past holidays, and asking that you, Father, again look upon us as we travel. And Father, be with those of our number that are sick, that are shut in, and those, Father, for whatever reason are away from us, be with them. And we thank thee, Father, for those that were sick that are now back with us. We thank thee for them and appreciate them, Father, and know that they appreciate you. And Father, we ask now that you look upon this service. And Father, should there be one here that don't yet know thee as thy personal Savior, give us the word, Father. Have the pastor say the thing that will cause him to come to the realization. And be with us now, Father, throughout this coming week, that in all that we do, Father, we be the things that will render to thee praise and glory. and be with our pastor now, Father, as he brings a message that it touch our hearts. And, Father, we thank thee for this season and this time, Father, and what it means to each of our lives, and for the event, Father, that we appreciate and celebrate now. Help us, Father, to be ever mindful of the event and the appreciation that we should show, Father, for it. And, Father, that we can renew our love to Jesus for what he did, for coming and providing a way, Father, for us to have life and to have it everlasting. Be with us now in all things. This we pray and ask for in Jesus' name and for his sake. Amen.
Okay, for our last hymnal, let's turn to page 196. Tell me the story of Jesus. Let's stand and sing all three verses. 196.
Gardener sang for us. We'd like to ask our ushers to come forward for morning tithes and offerings. Jerry, would you lead us in prayer, please?
Heavenly Father, this is for us here today. I have a special blessing in this house as we bring forth the message. Father, this is one. This is one to give us Father life.
Amen.
Amen.
Tom, you and Fred come and sing for us. Maybe you have another one or two that's going to sing with you. I don't know.
I'm going to sing what you had in the bullpen for the choir. They chickened out back there. They back all ago when they saw that and scared them to death. Anybody else want to sing this? There's a whole crowd back there that sung this last Christmas. I don't know how they forget to eat. Today, on this second Sunday of December, 1985, we'd like to talk today about peace. P-E-A-C-E. As we take for our key verse today, the third verse of chapter 26 of Isaiah. If you don't know this verse by memory, I'd like for you to memorize it today, maybe during this service. It's in three parts. Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in thee. On the day when all should be peace, it has become the time of year when there is the most confusion and heartache and worry. God's quiet and peace. My prayer for each one of us as we enter into the Christmas season, that the Prince of Peace will be made a vital part of our life. My friend, you cannot know peace unless you know the Prince of Peace, who is Jesus Christ. Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in thee. Let's look to the Lord again in a word of prayer, please. As heads are bowed and eyes are closed, I wonder today as we enter into this message, if you have experienced the Prince of Peace in your life, if you know the Lord, I trust you'll be praying for this service. If you came to church lost, my prayer for you is right now that you'll have an open heart, open mind to receive the message today. Dear Father, we thank Thee for the wonderful story of life. We know Your Word says that You so loved the world that You gave Your only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And Father, we would lift up the needs of these dear people today, some who have physical needs, some who have spiritual needs, Lord. We just pray that this service will be a time of unloading all of our cares upon Thee. We know Your Word says to cast in all your cares upon the Lord, for He cares for us. We just lift up the Lord Jesus Christ today and help Him to be seen. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. There's a wonderful verse in John 14, verse 27. Jesus is just a few short hours away from being lifted between heaven and earth. And He says, "Peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid." In fact, in the very first verse, Jesus said, "Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me." Perfect peace cannot be purchased with money or acquired through strenuous effort. It only comes to those who put their faith and trust in God. A.T. Pearson said, "The peace of God is that eternal calm which lies far too deep in the praying, trusting soul to be reached by any external disturbances." In fact, my friend, in the beginning of this message, I want to say this. Real, genuine, heartfelt peace does not depend upon what is happening outside, but it depends upon what is happening inside, in our hearts. You can be going through a deep, dark valley today, but inside your heart, you can experience the peace of God. You can know Him, the Prince of Peace. Jesus came that we may have life and have it more abundantly. First of all, in Isaiah 26:3, we have a precious God. It says, "Thou." The very first word of this verse, "Thou, God, will keep him." It's wonderful to know God today as our Father, and Jesus as our Savior and Lord, and the Holy Spirit as our guide and comforter and help in time of trouble, or as well as in times when the sun is shining. Without God, no peace. It says, "Thou wilt keep him." A precious God. The Bible says the wicked are like the troubled sea, when it cannot rest, whose waters cast up mire and dirt. "There is no peace, saith my God, to the wicked." You cannot know peace until you know God. It's impossible. You may think you're having a wonderful time, and you may be, worldly speaking, physically speaking, but my friend, without God, there's no peace. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Romans 5:1. Who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. Thou wilt keep him. I had rather today have eternal life insurance than to have $1 million worth of insurance on my life. I had rather have eternal life insurance. I just learned after I came to church this morning that R.J. Morris went into eternity just a day or two ago. Suffocated or burned up. I'm not sure which. Ms. Lane told me about it. My friend, we're here now, and we may not be here tomorrow. We may be somewhere else. And that's why we need to know God as our own Heavenly Father and His Son as our Savior. Paul said, I know whom I have believed. And I am persuaded that he is able to keep. Thou wilt keep him. A precious God. We have a song in our song books that says, is your all on the altar? You cannot have rest. You cannot know God. You cannot know peace, rather, without God. I'd like to read a verse or two of that song. If you'd like to turn to it, it's page 336. I'd like to read at least one stanza in the chorus of this song. 336. It says, you have longed for sweet peace and for faith to increase, and have earnestly, fervently prayed, but you cannot have rest or be perfectly blessed until all on the altar is laid. And the chorus says, is your all on the altar of sacrifice laid? Your heart does the Spirit control. You can only be blessed and have peace and sweet rest as you yield Him your body and soul. Thou wilt keep him. A precious God. And then we have, second, a priceless possession. The next three words says, in perfect peace. As I said a while ago, you cannot buy peace with money. It comes by yielding ourselves to the Lord in perfect peace. Real peace today is determined by the condition of the heart, not on outside circumstances. Psalm 119, verse 165 says, great peace have they which love thy law. Do you want peace deep down within? Love God's word. Jesus said John 16:33, that in me ye might have peace. And then John 17 begins where Jesus prayed that wonderful priestly prayer for us. One of the fruits of the Spirit is peace. In Galatians chapter 5, verse 22 says, the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace. It's a priceless possession. I thank God we can have peace around this Christmas season. Paul said in Colossians, let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which cause you also called in one body, and be ye thankful. Let the peace of God rule in your hearts. In fact, in John 14 again, it says there in verse 1, let not your heart be troubled. What do we dwell on the most? What do we think of the most? No wonder there's so much heartache and worry and discontentment. We think on the opposites that we should think on. We think of the problems instead of the problem solver. It says, thou wilt keep him in perfect peace. I'm reminded of the disciples as they were on the Sea of Galilee one day and there was a storm came up. The waves were beating into the ship and Jesus was in the boat asleep on a pillow. And those disciples, they went and shook Jesus and said, carest thou not that we perish? And he said three words. Peace be still. And there was a great calm. I believe every one of those waves just straightened out. The wind ceased. The Lord today can say to your heart that's troubled, peace be still. It's a priceless possession. President Reagan and Gorbachev from Russia just met a few days ago. Trying to work out peace. But my friend, I'm praying for peace in this world. I don't believe there will be any real peace worldwide until the Prince of Peace comes. And during the 1,000-year reign of Christ on the earth, there will be 1,000 years of real peace. That is when the Lion and the Lamb will lie down together. And people won't learn war anymore. They'll beat their swords into plowshares. Right now it's the opposite. They're beating their plowshares into swords. There's war in many countries today. There's not much peace in this world except individual peace. It's a priceless possession. Let not your heart be troubled. Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace. Look at the next part of verse 3 of Isaiah 26. It says, whose mind is stayed on thee. This is a present liberty. Whose mind is stayed on thee. In Philippians chapter 4, Paul was in prison when he wrote this. And look what he says in Philippians 4, begin with verse 6, verses 6 through 8. Philippians chapter 4, it says, be careful for nothing. Don't be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. Unto God. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Verse 8 tells us what to think on. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, honest, just, pure, lovely, of good report, if there be any virtue and if there be any praise, think on these things. Whose mind is stayed, who's fixed on the Lord. You know what today? We are what we think. We are what we think. Before any crime takes place, there's first of all some thinking goes on. whose mind is stayed on Thee. Their thoughts can make us or break us. We need to think high today. Think high thoughts. I told you about traveling home from church one Sunday morning, and I was chaplain on call down here at the hospital, and I had the beeper on, and it came on just as we got home almost. And I went in and grabbed a bite to eat and came to the hospital. And there was a boy who said to me, "I cannot control my thinking. I just can't control how I think." We need to entertain good thoughts. We are what we think. We cannot live any higher than we think. It's impossible. Think high thoughts. What do our thoughts dwell upon? Paul says, think of those things that are just and lovely and pure and a good report. I believe it will help us to keep our hearts and our minds through Christ Jesus. And then last, the last part of verse 3 says, because he trusteth in thee. Two of Brother Earl's favorite verses, I guess, in the Bible is Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. It says, "Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct thy paths." Here we have a powerful faith, because He trusteth in thee. John Samus wrote the song, "Trust and Obey." The chorus says, "Trust and obey, for there is no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey." We need to trust. Psalm 56:3 says, "What time I am afraid, I will trust in Thee." Trust and not be afraid. God hath not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Fear. Anytime we fear, 1 John says, we're not made perfect in love. Perfect love casteth out fear. Because fear hath torment. He that feareth is not made perfect in love. Trust. I read a thought one time in the Daily Bread that said this: when fear comes knocking at the door, send faith to answer it, and you'll find there's no one there. Let's quote Isaiah 26:3. You've learned it by now. Isaiah 26:3. "Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee because he trusteth in thee." Let's say it again. "Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee because he trusteth in thee." Do you have peace? Real peace? Wonderful peace? The chorus says, "Let Jesus come into your heart. Your sins He'll wash away. Your night He'll turn to day." If you want peace, real peace, wonderful peace, let Jesus come into your heart. Father, we just praise Your name today for loving us so much. We thank Thee for the Lord Jesus Christ, Your precious Son. who was willing to leave heaven, who was willing to leave the singing of the angels and be born in a stable, in a cowstall, and being laid in a manger, wrapped in swaddling clothes, one who came from riches to rags, but back to riches. We thank Thee He is there with Thee in heaven today, on Your right hand, praying for us on this Sunday morning. Father, we pray today that You would speak to hearts and help us today to make things right with Thee. If there are any Christians here, Lord, that need to make some type of decision, help them, Father, to have courage to step out in faith. We pray for those here who may be lost. May this day be a new beginning in their life, Lord, as they would trust the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior. In Jesus' wonderful name we pray. Amen. Today our hymn of invitation is Only Trust Him, page 212. Come every soul by sin oppressed, there's mercy with the Lord. Only trust Him. Trust Him today. Two or three groups of sisters in our church. God
for sisters, both physical sisters and spiritual sisters. Can you come up and stand with her office?